is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union leadoff show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Della Whitworth Field. Dave McCurley with you on the Radio Alabama's continuing coverage of the 2025 Talladega County Softball Tournament as they're watering the field down for the next game. We've had four games. I'll go top to bottom with you. First of all, this morning, early on at 9 o'clock, they threw out the first pitch, and it was the B.B. Comer Tigers and Coach Jessica Owen team beating Fayetteville by a score of 6-3. Then right after that, the Childersburg Lady Tigers and Coach Cam Mazzell, they took it to the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs fairly handily. They won 17-1. And then in the third game, you saw the Mumford Lady Lions just all over Talladega. I think that was 12-0, and then just a few moments ago, 11-0, the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears defeat the Sylacauga Aggies. So all things are set now for the losers and winners bracket. You'll have this game coming up here between, it'll be the Fayetteville Lady Wolves and the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs. And then after that, you'll have the Sylacauga Lady Aggies going up it again and again with the Talladega Lady Tigers. And then the two nightcap games will feature the winner's bracket. It'll be in the small schools. It'll be Childersburg versus B.B. Comer. And then in the large schools will be Lincoln and Mumford. So there you have it for today's action. We will get it hopefully to tomorrow. Hopefully the rain will hold off. They had to water the field down a little bit, getting a little dusty out here after four games. So pretty much on track time-wise, this game here should begin at around 3 o'clock, and right now we are at 2:41. So I think we're going to be on track and be on time as they get the field ready and line the field. So we will tell you what let's do. Let's go back and play a little music. Well, I tell you what, let's leave it here. I'll change my mind. I'm not a woman, but I will change my mind. We'll go back to and listen to some of our sponsors here as I can try to hopefully get a couple of lineups here. And we'll have Fayetteville and Winterboro coming up here in just a few moments. You're listening to it on Kicks 100.3.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Welcome to Childersburg High School, or right outside of Childersburg High School, as the Tigers are hosting this year's county tournament, the 2025 edition of it. And this is the first loser's bracket of the game. We've had some pretty good games all day today. And the Fayetteville Wolves will take on the Winterboro Bulldogs Loser of this game goes home, and winner of this game gets to play another day. Fayetteville losing to B.B. Comer this morning in the 9 o'clock game, and Winterboro losing to Childersburg directly after that. And you just heard the Lincoln-Sylacauga game. Lincoln had their way with Sylacauga 12-0. And same score in the Mumford-Talladega game. So Sylacauga will play Talladega at 4:30, followed by Lincoln and Mumford in the winner's bracket. David McCurley will have the call. He's been here all day. He's a trooper. I tell you, this David McCurley is, and he does a lot and has a nice setup behind the plate here for the softball game. And so we're going to take a quick break. You're fixing to listen to the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville take on the Lady Bulldogs of Winterboro. You're listening to Kicks 100.3.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the meds-to-bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level? INEOS USA in Childersburg produced over 24 billion gallons of oil lubricants last year, and we're just getting started. As a leader in the industry, we offer not only great wages, but also competitive benefits, including healthcare, retirement, and paid time off. Don't miss this opportunity. Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or the Talladega Career Center today and step into a future powered by innovation and success with INEOS USA.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Welcome back to Della Whitworth Field. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you as we get set for Fayetteville and Winterboro. The loser of this game will be out of the tournament, and I think the winner, if I could find my bracket, but the winner is going to play tomorrow, and I think it will be the first game of the day. I think somewhere around 9 o'clock in the morning again tomorrow morning. We'll get early again tomorrow morning. They're trying to beat all of this weather. And by the way, Jacob, some severe weather supposed to come through Saturday.
Yeah.
And you need to keep an ear out for these storms that may be coming here on Saturday, because James Spann said Monday night, and when he says 5 days early that you need to take note, I tend to listen to him.
Yeah, he's probably already has the suspenders hanging on the bedroom door for Saturday. He's getting ready for a long weather event, you know.
You know, you've never gone to the Alabama Broadcasters Association Awards with us before. And one year we were up there as we get ready for this game. They're still lining the field and taking some infield here. But, you know, we were up there one year and somebody won an award. And They come up to accept it, and at the very end of it, they said, listen, y'all, I just know that bad weather's coming because James has took the sports coat off, and he has the suspenders on back there. When he's got them suspenders on, he means business. So it is. Go ahead, Jake.
You know, as they're lining the field up, as you mentioned, you know, Cameron Mazzell's done a great job today, you know, between games, getting everything ready and having to coach a game somewhere in the middle, too. So, you know, Cam's done a great job here so far.
Well, not only has he done a great job, but handling this tournament, I mean, think about it. Moving everything up a day. You got to call officials. You got to get people to run the concession stand, people to do the gate. You got to get field maintenance done. And to be quite honest with you, that's a huge undertaking. It really is. But he is doing a great job. It looks like the Lady Wolves will have Lauren Cook go into the circle here at the start of this game as she's warming up down here to the right of us. The Winterboro Lady Bulldogs don't have a lineup from them yet, but we've got their roster and what they did just a little bit ago, so we're just gonna go on that.
And you know, just talking about a quick turnaround, you know, everybody having to change schedules and all that, you know, these Fayetteville Wolves, you know, they played Wadley last night, a 15-0 win by the Wolves in a region game for them, and having to turn around again and playing 9 o'clock. But you know, a lot of these girls play travel ball, you know, these 2-day tournaments, you get used to that. You know, unfortunately, the Wolves going down to the Comer Tigers earlier today, they're going to try to write that against the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs going down to your Childersburg Tigers in their first game. So both teams, you know what's on the line here, a county tournament win at stake, and like you said, the loser goes home.
Yeah, and you know, they're used to this. It's a double elimination tournament every year, and just this year it's a little different because you don't have that ninth team. You know, TC no longer a school,
and you know, with TC shutting, you know, back during football season, that gave us an extra week off too. You know, but these softball and baseball teams that had TC on the schedule, you know, they could work around that because they had the time. Football didn't, but you know, Winchestershire has done a good job with this program so far. They're on the up and up, and you know,
and
they can score. They can score runs when they want to.
And they're young. That's the thing about it. A lot of these softball teams have got a lot of young players on them. And of course, Coach Shearer and his staff out there talking to the umpires. Two different umpires for this game.
Yeah,
we've had the same ones for. Go ahead.
I was going to say a new set of umpires. Maybe you know their name. I don't know who these are. I've never seen these guys before. But, yeah, a much-needed break for the first set.
Yeah, they had four games in a row. And they need a break. And to be honest with you, this will be my fourth game of the day. I could use something cold to drink, too. Might have to get that taken care of here in a minute. I tell you what, why don't you run get us both something out of concession stand? They'll give it to you. I'll take a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Tell him, Jacob's he's my he-man. He was off of work today and had some meetings, and now he'll hopefully get us some cold to drink. They should give it to you. Yep. And, of course, we're just about set to get this fifth game of the day. This field crew is tired. I know that the last two umpires were. I'm okay. But I've got three in a row here now, as I'll have the Winterboro Fayetteville game. Then we'll go to the the Lady Aggies and the Lady Tigers of Talladega. And then we'll go to the Lady Tigers of Childersburg and the B.B. Comer Tigers of Childersburg. And hopefully, I think Chris Roberts will be back with me then. Another big game for him. He, you know, his church where he's a worship leader. He's a worship leader at First Baptist Church of Chillsburg. They're part of our broadcast crew here, as sponsors here for the Tiger Sports Network. And then his daughter coaches B.B. Comer. So he had an enjoyable time in the first two games, but it'll be kind of bittersweet for him as we come up. We're getting set for Fayetteville and Winterboro, the coaches out at home plate, getting their last-minute instructions. And we're going to get this thing started here in just 1 minute. We're going to step aside and take a timeout, and when we do, we'll come back with the first pitch of Fayetteville and Winterboro right after this.
Looking for your keys to a new home? Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has exactly what you need. Choose from energy-efficient 3-, 4-, or 5-bedroom homes by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Enjoy Atkinson Homes' top-notch service with our full-time, on-site maintenance technician. Plus, every home comes with a 1-year warranty and brand-new name-brand appliances. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Welcome back to Della Whitworth Field here in Childersburg, the site of the 2025 Talladega County Championship for ladies softball. And, of course, it has turned out to be a good-looking day. Now, Jacob, right before this first pitch, I'm gonna do something that I normally don't do. I just kind of not pay attention to it. But I'm going to go to my Weather Underground app, and I'm going to see if this sun has actually – snap some little popcorn thunderstorms up. There's a few over in Georgia that came through here earlier this morning. We got some sprinkles here. That was about it. That was during our second ball game. And right now, it looks pretty severe clear. So, don't know what you're showing, but I'm showing that we're okay.
I'm showing it's a pretty day for softball right now.
Yeah, everything to the well north in Tennessee and everything else is beyond us to the east, so we should be good to go. Now, there are some thunderstorms up in northwest Alabama. If those make it here, it's still going to be a good couple of hours, so we should be good to go at least for the next couple of ball games, barring any weather complications. And Winterboro will be the visiting team in this ball game, and try to get who's at the plate, and they pop it up. This is going to be playable for Taylor Hammonds out at shortstop, and she puts it away for out number one. That was actually Josiah Bolton hitting, and she was actually the pitcher in the first game for Winterboro against Childersburg.
And I can set you up on the infield here in a minute if you want me to.
Sure. Give me just a second.
I know we
didn't
get a lineup before the game.
Yeah, it's kind of hard on these coaches. This right here at the plate is Zakiya Buchanan. She takes ball one from Lauren Cook, who is in the circle. And after this pitch, I'll let you get our defensive effort for the Fayetteville Wolves. Wow, there's a line drive hit over the head of the first baseman. It's going to go all the way to wall. Look at this girl motor. She may get all the way home. She's going to round third. She's going to come home, and she's there.
Wow.
And that is a direct inside the park home run because
yeah.
There was no errors
on that one.
No. Give us the infield or the defense right quick.
We got Lauren Cook pitching to Lakin Jones behind the plate. You have Bella Epperson at third, Taylor Hammonds at shortstop, Lucy Epperson at second base, and you have Addie Stanley at first. And I can see who the left fielder is. That is Charlotte Kelly. And I can't quite make out who the center fielder and the right fielder are right now.
And, of course, Charlotte Kelly's grandmother, Robin, was here just a little while ago. And now the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs lead it 1-0 and believe –
And that's Emma Pate out there in right.
I believe this may be Chapman at the plate now.
It's Madison Woods at center field.
There's a fly ball. It's going to go out of play. I believe that is Chapman at the plate. A lot of these girls have hair that go down over their numbers on the back of their jerseys, and then you can't hardly see the numbers on the front of their jerseys. So, and you got old eyes that are looking at them here. That ball's inside, 2-2 now, one out. Winterboro with an inside the park home run just a second ago to take a 1-0 lead over the Fayetteville Wolves as we start game number 5 of this tournament. All first round games are done. The four winners, rather. Two in each small school and big school. That one's low. It's 3-2. You got Childersburg and B.B. Comer winning in the small schools, and Lincoln and Mumford winning in the big schools. And then the loser's bracket will have this game here, Winterboro and Fayetteville, and next will be the Sylacauga Lady Aggies as they'll take on the Talladega Tigers. There's a swing and a chop foul at the plate by Chapman. It's still 3-2. It's 3-2, isn't it, Jake?
Yeah, it's 3-2. And, you know, softball sticking with the big school, small school. You know, the Fayetteville Wolves baseball team, you know, baseball did it different. They stayed with one county tournament across all schools. And, you know, it was a big school, small school championship.
And there's a little liner out second base. Epperson goes to first in time. And that'll be out number 2 here in the first inning. You know, let me explain this, though. It is a small school, big school tournament. But once you get in the loser's bracket, you can play either or. Such as Sylacauga will play Talladega. That's two big schools next. But then, say Sylacauga were to beat Talladega, they're going to play the winner of this game.
Yeah.
And small school, big school in the championship bracket as well. So here is Kaleria Massengale. No, this is not Massengale at the plate. This is going to be Miss Emma.
And while you do that, that
was Caleb Williams.
Lined out to second base, and Lucy Epperson makes the catch for the third out.
So that'll do it for Winterboro. They get one run on the inside the park from one of the fastest players I've seen yet in this tournament. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Fayetteville coming to bat, down by one. You're listening to it on Kicks 100.3.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold.
That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Well, we got us a Winterboro lineup there, Jacob.
Hats off to the guy sitting to
our
left.
Yes, thank you very much. I was working off of the roster that I had, but it really is. But I appreciate him doing that for me. Thank you very much. And watching a lot of softball today as Winterboro opened up a 1-0 lead on Fayetteville here as we go to the bottom of the first inning. And Fayetteville will send Lauren Cook. I got a feeling we'll probably see pretty much about the same batting order for Coach Shearer here, Jacob.
Yeah, you have a Bella Epperson on deck if it stays the same as what you have, so maybe it will be the same. And
make Bella the job and then Taylor Hammonds will be in the hole right now. And Taylor's a great softball player. She must have learned it from her mother because her dad had no athletic ability whatsoever. He knows I'm kidding. Arby's one of the best I've seen. He's a good dude. And that one's low to Lauren Cook, ball one. Arby's sitting over here next to us and watching. He is always at his kids' games and supporting them every way he can, he and his wife both. Ball two. Is your wife here today, Arby? She's not. But, hey, call her and tell her it's on the radio.
She had to work. I did.
Okay.
She's listening.
Hello to Miss Hammonds. She's probably listening. Your daughter will be up here in the first inning. There's a little fly ball. Now, I'm going to tell you, when Childersburg played Winterboro this morning, Jacob, that was a problem right there. These little line drive, looper, whatever you want to call it, fly balls in the outfield were a problem from Winterboro, and that one fell in front of the right fielder. And Lauren Cook, who can really fly, is on at first base. And notice, you're not getting a speed-up runner for her.
No.
There's no way to speed up speed, but you know what? She's going to be out.
Wow.
What a throw. What a throw by our catcher right there, Kaleria Massengale. Wow. And quickly, Fayetteville gets a hit, and they run him out. See if they can pick it back up here with Epperson. She grounds one right back out in front of the plate. Pitcher gets it. That's Bolton, and she goes to first in time for out number two.
And that'll bring up the Taylor Hammonds, the left-handed Taylor Hammonds. Yeah. You know, she's a pretty hot hitter right now. You know, she's had a pretty decent bat as of late. And
she had a good first game this morning, even though they come up on the short end. Has she hit one out this year yet, Arby? She's capable, though. I know that.
And that'll put Lakin Jones, the catcher, on deck for the Wolves.
Little looper down the left field line. Going to be foul right over the head of Coach Shearer. So one ball, one strike on Taylor Hammonds. There are two out. Winterboro leads this thing 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning where we play.
You know, her brother Cam had a decent game against the Childersburg Tigers Tuesday night.
I tell you what, that was a great baseball game by both teams in that baseball game, Childersburg and Fayetteville. And that one's low by one. Earlier this morning, Coach Matt Collier had his little PE classes and was listening to the game. Uh-huh. Give him a shout-out. He's doing a great job with that Fayetteville program down there. And right now I wouldn't want to play him. That one bounces up there, and it's 3-1 to Taylor Hammonds.
You know, didn't get a chance to listen to y'all, but I was up in the press box working a different kind of microphone.
Yeah, and from what I can tell, you did a good job. You not are used to doing that. Airs off.
There it is.
Pop right over the pitcher's head for a hit, and Taylor Hammonds is on at first with two outs. And that's what Fayetteville's going to have to do here is Lakin Jones will come to the plate. And we're going to get a question from Winterboro's coach. She is complaining that Taylor was out of the batter's box when she hit that, and that argument's not going to go very far. You know, that's just something that, I'm sorry, Jacob, it's hard for a home plate umpire to see. He's trying to call balls and strikes. That's a swing and a miss. Gets away from Massengale, and down to second's going to go Taylor Hammonds.
She thought about going.
She was threatening to go to third.
Or maybe she was trying to force the throw back to second and then take third.
Well, you know, if she had her dad's speed, she'd be on third now. She's on second with two outs. Now a hit by Lakin Jones, Jacob, will tie this game up.
And you have Charlotte Kelly on deck for the Wolves. So far, your lineup from the first game is the same.
Good cut by Lakin Jones, and she's behind in the count as she fouls that one back into the screen. One ball and two strikes. A lot of softball today. Little pop fly out, shortstop, and that is going to be put away for out number three. So the Lady Wolves get a hit by Taylor Hammonds, leave her stranded out at second base. So we'll go to the top of the second inning. Winterboro holding a 1-0 lead right here in the Talladega County softball tournament.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your dream home is closer than you think. Atkinson Homes offers the best in energy-efficient homes with options from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Choose from 3, 4, or 5 bedrooms, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Atkinson Homes handles everything, from delivery and setup to air and heat pump installation. Financing is available for home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home together. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
People think, Jacob, sometimes that doing ball games is easy as pushing a button. I push about 6 or 7 at one time. And sometimes people push my buttons.
Yeah.
But Jacob's been good to come by here and do games with me today, and I really appreciate him. Boy, it feels good being that cloud cover, doesn't it?
Yeah, the sun's gone behind. There's a dark cloud. I don't think it's holding any rain, but, man, it's giving us some shade.
Now, you're half of my loose lug nuts.
Yeah.
Okay? So I got to ask you, what does cloud cover do in NASCAR?
It makes some cars go faster.
That's right. Does it make softball players go faster?
We'll find out.
We'll find out here in just a minute as Winterboro coming to the plate. I believe this is going to be Massengill up there, I think. Did not get her number. They're not doing the – nope, this is not Massengill. This is Kobe Hale up there, and she fouls one away for strike one.
And that souvenir tent behind us is taking a beating from all these foul balls as Massengill flies that one back. And, you know, here's the pitch from Cook, and she'll swing at a high one from Lauren Cook, and 0-2 is the count here in the start of the second inning of play for the Wolves and the Lady Bulldogs.
The 0-2 pitch. My goodness. There's a small strike zone. That looked pretty good.
And Lakin held that one, you know, as umpire. Are you sure about that?
She framed it. She sure did. It looked good. But he's got a better bird's eye view of it than we do. But she reached up high, and, boy, she popped that one back to Lauren. She knocked it down. I believe she knocked that down with her bare hand, didn't she?
I think she did. And smart play right there by Bella Epperson to back the play up. And she saw that there wasn't a throw, and she held the ball.
Here comes Kaleria Massengill now. She'll be at the plate with Hale on it first and nobody out. Lady Bulldogs lead it 1-0. Nice stop behind the plate by Lakin Jones to keep that runner at first.
And you talk about the youth of this Fayetteville team. Lakin's only in the 7th grade.
I know.
And I was her T-ball coach when she first got her start.
That one a little high, 2-0, wow. Yeah, it's a small strike zone right now. And Winterboro already with a 1-0 lead early in this game. And playing in the top of the second. 3-0 now to Massengale. They'll throw back behind the runner, not in time.
Yeah, definitely a different strike zone than what we saw in that Sylacauga-Lincoln game. You know, the strike zone that the umpire thought you could hit it, he was calling the strike.
You know what I didn't do before this game, Jacob?
What's that?
What I hadn't done there is a strike. What I hadn't done all day long is look at the time that it started. We should be about on time. It's 3:14 now. We've been playing for probably about 10 or 15 minutes. So somewhere around 4:30, this game will be ended. And there's a swing and a miss by Massengale. And it's 3-2. See if Lauren can come back and get her here.
I can honestly say this is one of the rare softball tournaments I've been to where everything is actually on time. So great job by everybody.
Yeah, kudos to Coach Kim and his staff. And there's a fly ball out to center field. And the Lady Wolves put that away for out number one. So that'll bring us up. Should be Emma Smith coming up in the order here. And it is. One out, runner at first. Runner at first. Hale hit one hopper back at the pitcher, and Lauren Cook kind of slapped it down with her bare hand, and it went over to third base, and it wasn't in time for them to make a throw. So one out, 1-0 count now on Emma Smith. Late swing, and she got her swinging 1-1.
A funky looking swing there.
Yeah, I think she was kind of indecisive as to whether she wanted to swing at it or not. And the same way on that one, her feet are not being still either. And it's one ball and two strikes now as she gets instruction from the third base box. And I think I heard a coach say what I said, keep your feet still. That one's high. Runner goes, and she'll get into second safely now. So with one out, runners in scoring position for the Winterboro Bulldogs. That pitch was high, and it's 2-2. And so have you got practice today?
I have practice directly following this game.
And Emma just gets a piece of that one. It'll stay 2-2.
I'll go home and get out of the blue jeans, throw some shorts on, pick the child up, and we'll have a practice. Hopefully, you know, the rain will hold off.
Let's don't use the R word, because I'm going to be here for two more after this one.
Oh.
That one looked good. Must have been low. And it is 3-2.
I ask him where that one missed.
I don't think he'd be able to tell you. He may get on to us here. We're right behind him. Emma fouls one off again.
She's doing a good job staying alive,
yeah.
You know, working that pitch count. And more importantly, in today's game, time.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Even if she's been late every time, if she hits it to the right side of the field, that runner at second is going to go to third if it's on the ground. And she's late again and fouls it away back over the screen. She's been late on every one of her swings, Jacobs. I think she just needs to be a little more decisive a little earlier.
Yeah. And, I mean, Lauren's giving her stuff to hit.
Yeah. Smith is the seventh Bulldog in the order. And she swings and misses. And they'll not throw it because she come up with it. I don't know why Emma Smith was running. I think she thought Lakin missed the ball, but that's out number two here. Big strikeout for Lauren Cook right there.
Yeah, and a big out for him, too.
So here comes Kanaya Duncan, the right fielder. And she'll step up there with runner at second and two outs now. I don't know what they were waiting on, but boy, that was kind of an Ephus pitch, wasn't it?
That's what it looked like.
I mean, Lauren, I don't know if she did that on purpose, but she held on to it. It come out slow, and, boy, that thing looked like it was coming up there like a beach ball. And Duncan fouled it away. She couldn't wait on it. The 0-1 pitch. That's not a Ephus. That is right. Well, I thought that was a strike. They called it a ball. I guess a little bit too far inside. The 1-1 pitch. Runner at second goes. Can they throw her out? Oh, if we hang on to the ball. That's a good throw by Lakin Jones down to third base, but Hale gets in under the tag, and we drop the ball anyway. So runner at third now, two outs, and a 2-1 count now on Kanaya Duncan. Cook to the plate. Fouled off toward the Fayetteville dugout. We'll do it again, 2-2 now.
And that was headed right towards Shearer over there with his feet hanging out. And, you know, these foul balls are working that pitch count.
They're also working that clock.
Yeah.
That's another foul ball up and over the first base dugout.
That was a shot, too.
Yeah, she made pretty good contact with that. She was just a little late. Let's see what 2-2, she's got kind of a pitch to waste here. Let's see if Cook gives her something a little off speed here. Runner at third, two outs, and a 1-0 Winterboro lead. That's got to be called strike three, and it is. And that'll do it for the Winterboro Bulldogs. They don't get a run. They get runner on base and Strander at third. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. Winterboro with the slimmest of leads. It's 1-0 Bulldogs over the Fayetteville Wolves. You're listening to it right here on Kicks 100.3.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level? INEOS USA in Childersburg produced over 24 billion gallons of oil lubricants last year, and we're just getting started. As a leader in the industry, we offer not only great wages, but also competitive benefits, including healthcare, retirement, and paid time off. Don't miss this opportunity. Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or the Talladega Career Center today and step into a future powered by innovation and success with INEOS USA.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3.
Coach Hugh Freeze there, and the Auburn Tigers, don't forget, I will not be able to have softball action tomorrow in the morning time. We have a remote over on Mix with Ace Hardware in Sylacauga, and of course at 11:30, you'll hear Andy Burcham and Randall Dickey and the Auburn staff as the Auburn Tigers get set to take on. Did Arkansas win?
Yeah, Ole Miss beat Arkansas.
Okay, so Ole Miss, the Rebels, and Auburn. And we did not play well with the Rebels earlier in the year. They played us rather tough. There's a little looper down toward first. And that's going to be an out there for Charlotte Kelly as first baseman puts it away. That'll bring up, I think it's Addison Stanley, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Addie Stanley, the first baseman.
With one out, nobody aboard. Just in the second inning, but Winterboro with an early 1-0 lead. They got a run with one out and an inside the park home run.
Oh.
And boy, that thing sheared off of that brick wall. Come right back to the pitcher.
You know, you was talking about those girls from Lincoln, how good they were on the basketball court. Addie can hold her on, too, on the basketball court.
And I'll tell you one thing. They've got a good instructor right now, that Lady Wolves basketball team. She swung at a high pitch there, and it's 0-2. She fouled it away. Al Barnett, one of the best basketball coaches anywhere around this area. Learned a lot of what he knows from, he'll be the first to tell you, from slow pitch inside for ball one. But learned a lot of what he knows from Joe Ballou and a lot of things that he learned from his former high school coaches and just people that he's been around all his life. And he's been successful everywhere he's been, and it won't be long before that Lady Wolves basketball program will be beating people. That one missed as well, and it's two balls and two strikes to Stanley. Sheared that one off. She straightened it up another 10 feet. That'd be a double down the right field line.
But yeah, you're talking about, you know, the basketball team. They're young, too, so there's another benefit for Coach Al Barnett. And
He didn't have a senior on his team.
In fact, John Brady Buttram, the only senior in the Fayetteville basketball program, period.
Good eye by Stanley. She watches that one go low, and she's nursed a full count out of this thing. And here's the payoff pitch. Ripped right back up the middle. That'll be a base hit for Stanley, and she's aboard with one out. And that's the potential tying run here in the second inning. That'll bring up, I believe, Emma Pate.
It'll be a good time for Emma to get a base hit here with Lucy Efferson on deck for the Wolves.
So Emma will step into the box, and Bolton delivers ball outside. Sun's come back out and just done got hot again.
Yeah, where'd that cloud go?
I don't know, but we need to order some more.
Just not with rain, though.
That's right.
They can hold the rain.
Hold off on the rain till about 9 o'clock tonight, and we'll be good. That one misses low as well. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Emma Pate, runner at first, one out. Pop fly down the right field line.
That's
this
down.
Is trouble. And it's touched inbounds, so that is a fair ball. And going around second and heading to third, and the ball gets away.
They're going to send her.
They're going to try to send her home. The throw is going to be late.
And
Fayetteville's got another runner trying to go to third. And that's Pate who hit the ball. She makes it back to second. And Stanley is tied the game at one.
Yeah, great piece of hitting right there by Peyton. You know, the ball looked like it was going foul, but if you touch it when you're in fair territory, it's a fair ball all day.
And I'm going to tell you this, that's a good job of base running by Stanley, because she had to hold up in between first and second, because if she caught that ball, it's a double play, if you know. And so she got a late start to second, and when they tried to throw her out at third, they threw it away, did Winterboro. So it's 1-1, and here is
Lucy
Epperson with one out, runner at second. Now the go-ahead run down there at second base. And I believe on deck is going to be somebody that I don't have.
Henley McGinnis.
Is it Henley McGinnis?
It's Henley McGinnis.
Okay, that's 33. Okay, I thought it was 23. It is Henley. She ran a couple of times in the first game today. Is that fair?
That
is a fair ball down the first baseline. Here comes a runner rounding third. Coming home, she will score. That is Pate. And at second is going to be Epperson. And the Lady Wolves have taken their first lead in this tournament, 2-1 over Winterboro.
Now it's up to Henley to keep this thing going with only one out right now.
Yeah, and here's the thing about Henley. If I'm thinking, well, she's the ninth person in the order, so you're going to go back to the top of the order and Lauren Cook right after this bat, and she tries to bunt and swipes at it for strike one. One out, runner at second is Epperson. Lady Wolves have taken a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Bolton, I tell you what, she still did a good job. She's still doing a good job on the mound. She hadn't really walked anybody, Jacob, and she's not getting a lot of help behind her.
Yeah, she's holding her own in the circle.
Yep.
You know, you had that play down the first baseline, just a freak play, you know.
Yeah, and no was nothing the first baseman could do about that. So here we go, 1-1 now on, and trying to bunt again is McGinnis, and she fouls it away. It's really hard to bunt a ball down that is that high in the zone.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have to have a lot of good bat control and a lot of good speed to get that thing down. But now it's 1-2, so I don't think McGinnis will be bunting. She fouls one back into the screen, and we'll do it again.
And with Cook on deck, you know, Cook wants to get back out there, you know, being caught stealing back in the first inning, and if you can get her on base and get her around, blow this thing wide open.
That one fouls away again. One ball, two strikes. And one out, runner at second, and a 2-1 Fayetteville lead over Winterboro. That one bounces up there, and it's 2-2. Nice stop by Massengill behind the plate. There's a ground ball down toward first, foul. And that thing was about 4 inches foul when the first baseman picked it up, and it was. And that's a nice call by our home plate umpire. So Henley will get another chance. She's hanging in there, 2-2. She wanted to go for that one, held up. Good discipline at the plate, and it's 3-2.
And I told you a while back, you know, that Lakin was on my T-ball team her first year playing. Henley was on that same team, too.
That's high and outside, and Henley draws a walk. That's good at bat by McGinnis. She was down in the count and come back and drew a walk out of it. So are you saying that you're the reason?
No, I'm not saying okay. That, no way. I just, you know, seeing their growth in this sport, you know, is pretty cool.
So are they in the same grade as Kenley?
No, they're a grade above. Henley might be an eighth grader, actually. She is, but I know Lakin's a seventh grader.
What grade is Kenley in?
Sixth.
So she'll be able to play school ball next year?
Yes.
And that first pitch to Lauren Cook is outside for ball one. So Lauren comes up now to try to help her own cause. Runners at first and second with one out. That's outside, 2-0. And Fable with a 2-1 lead. A hit here would most assuredly score Lucy Epperson and might push Henley around as well. And there it is.
There it is.
All the way to left center field. Big hole is going to go all the way to the wall.
They could score two, maybe three right there.
Lucy Epperson will score. Henley McGinnis will score, and it's a triple for Lauren Cook. And the Lady Wolves have jumped on the board four times this inning and take a 4-1 lead. You know, I was going to say that both of these outfielders in right and left, Jacob, are playing really toward the line. There's big holes out in right and left center field. And there's a little pop fly off the bat of Bella Epperson, and that'll be out number two here in the second inning. Now we'll get to Lady got a hit her first time, ripped one right back up the middle. Here's Taylor Hammonds with a runner at third. That's a big run over there.
Be a good time for her to find one of those gaps out there.
She pops it up. Can anybody catch it and get to it? The second baseman will put it away, and that will do it for the Fayetteville Wolves. However, they get four runs in the bottom of the second inning, and they take a 4-1 lead going to the third over Winterboro. You're listening to the 2025 Talladega County Softball Championship on Kicks 100.3.
Looking for adventure? Majestic Caverns in Childersburg is calling your name. Experience stunning laser light shows and step back in time with our Legends Cave Tours. Book an overnight epic adventure in the cave, conquer an underground team building challenge, or explore our thrilling attractions with family and friends. From gemstone panning to fire juggling performances, there's something for everyone. Come for the history, stay for the adventure. Visit MajesticCaverns.com to plan your epic experience today.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga,
Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Top of the third, we go. Winterboro now trailing the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville by a score of 4-1 as we're about to start the top of the third. Coach Chad Wilkinson and his Lady Aggies walked by a second ago. I think a few of them are out there at the hitting cage right now and getting some swings in. They did not hit the ball well against Lincoln, but I'll tell you what, Lincoln looked pretty good hitting it themselves. And really, Lincoln and Mumford both looked really good in their victories, as did the Childersburg Lady Tigers. B.B. Comer got past these Lady Wolves. But B.B. Comer will take on Childersburg in the 6 o'clock game. So here we go. We'll go back to Winterboro, and I believe that'll be number 99, Chastity Stanley, up there swinging and missing at the first pitch. She's the ninth batter in the order. And she fouls that one away, 0-2. Somebody told me that Cooper Flagg got hurt.
Yeah, he had to be escorted to the locker room.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm really surprised that they're playing on Thursday that early in the ACC tournament, but I forget the ACC tournament ends on Saturday, not like on Sunday like the SEC tournament does. And there's a swing and a miss by Stanley, so she's down on strikes, and that's out number one here for Fayetteville out in the field in the top of the third inning.
And we do have a good one brewing in the ACC tournament as Wake Forest is up by one over North Carolina in the second half of a little over halfway. No. I know it's not the North Carolina of old, but still.
I know, but that's my team. If I don't pull for Auburn, I'm a Tar Heel Blue person. We go back to the top of the order. And Josiah Bolton up there, she's in the circle. Boy, she gets ready to hit. I mean, she wanted that high pitch there, but laid off of it, 1-0.
And BYU beats Iowa State today, too, so that was
that's an upset.
Good game.
But BYU's good, but Iowa State's been really good all year. There's a foul ball down the third baseline. I tell you, Bolton is a good-looking softball player.
Yes.
Good in the circle, in the field. She's got a very quick and effective bat, and she's 1-1 on her. She popped that one back up over our head. It'll be 1-2.
But, you know, it's customary for me and Blake when we're calling a game and Wake Forest is playing, we always give the Wake Forest score because of the similarities in the logo.
But you know, we got a different logo now. Did you see that?
The wolf?
Yeah.
The old NC State wolf,
yeah,
is what it looks like. Now.
But it looks good.
It looks very good.
And I can tell you who designed that. That one's high in the short center field. Who's going to get it? Taylor Hammonds couldn't get to it in short center field. And Bolton is on at first now with one out. Caleb Wood, the nephew of Coach Josh Podoris, designed that logo. And, I tell you, it looks great. And I really like it.
You know, I try to tell Coach Collier, you know, it's on the back of the hat.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you need to get one with the front or that old wolf logo that they use every now and then.
And here's a bunt. And, boy, it was almost a good one. It's going to go foul off of the bat is Akiah Buchanan. I would love to see Fayetteville with some kind of jersey with it on the front of their jersey. That would look really good.
Like the upper chest logo?
Yeah, I think so. But we can get Coach John Limbaugh to spend some of that money he's got. The baseball program doing well for Coach Collier, and they'll be back in action tomorrow night, weather permitting, at B.B. Comer. Jacob will have that game on at, I think, around 6:30,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. I think there's a JV game. Is there not?
Yeah, there he is. Collier told us Tuesday night there was one before.
I'll have to try and help Jacob get over there and get set up for that contest. The 0-1 pitch to Buchanan, or excuse me, 0-2, and boy, that slow Ephus pitch gets her again. They've got to throw her out at first base. And that is out number two here in the third inning. I think our home plate umpire thought it was out three. I think he was ready to get a break.
It's hot enough out there, especially wearing that chest protector and all that.
Yeah, I will tell you that Marvin Gamble and his partner had much easier first four games because it wasn't as hot. But two are out now with Bolton down at second in a 4-1 Fayetteville lead. And up at the plate right now is Jeliah Chapman, and she fouls one off into the screen.
You know, you were talking about how long Della Whitworth has been involved with umpiring and all that. You know, Marvin Gamble's probably been doing it just as long. And basketball, too.
Well, and yeah, I know him more for basketball, but he does do a lot of girls' softball. There's a line drive back up the middle. Nice backhand stab, and they can't throw her out. A run's going to score for Winterboro, and the runner will be on first with two outs. So it's 4-2 now. And I'm going to tell you this, too. You and I have been knowing him a long time. I know Arby Hammonds has been knowing him a long time. Billy Paul Williams called the baseball game the other night. Between Childersburg and Fayetteville, Billy Paul got to call his first state championship basketball contest. Here's a grounder, and they'll go from second to short in time off the bat of Kaitlin Williams, and that'll do it 4-2 as Fayetteville shuts down the two-out rally. But Billy Paul Williams finally got to call the state championship game, the 2A girls game. Congratulations to him, and, of course, he's been doing it a long time. So, congratulations to him on that. We're at the end of two and a half innings. We'll go to the bottom of the third when Fayetteville comes to the plate, and they hold a 4-2 lead. You're listening to the 2025 County Championship right here on Kix 100.3.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, STAR has the solution. STAR Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Rudd's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Fayetteville coming to bat in the bottom of the third. They hold a 4-2 lead over the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs. Loser of this game is ousted from this tournament. The winner will play tomorrow morning, I think at 9 o'clock, if memory serves me correct. But, Jacob, my memory is not real good.
Well, some would tell you that mine's not that good either.
I'm going to go to my trusty old notebook here. I've got it in here somewhere. I've got the bracket pairings from what would have been tomorrow and Saturday. They're the same times. Everything just moved up a day. But
while you're doing that, I'm gonna call it. Lakin Jones looks at a low and outside pitch for a ball there. Here's the second pitch. She'll hit that one to left field, and that'll be a base hit for her as Charlotte Kelly steps up to the plate with Addie Stanley on deck. And good piece of hitting there by the catcher, Lakin Jones.
So now we'll go to Charlotte Kelly, talk to Robin and Mark this morning here watching her play. I'm sure they're either back or listening. And Robin walked up and was trying to get on the app when we were broadcasting. I had to kind of try to help her out a little bit, and I know they're listening or either watching here. And there goes runner down to second, and she'll be there. She loves that Pete Rose head first slide.
Yes. That is number 30. Do you have a number? I can't quite make it.
Number 30, pinch running. Yes, that is going to be
Bella Teal.
Isabella Teal. And you know what? I lied to you.
So while you're saying hey to everybody, I'm going to say hey to Brittany, too. She's listening to this game. You know, she's getting off of work. Had to work at the school today. Thank you for listening.
Well, I know why you're saying hey, because she'll come right back and give you your orders for the rest of the day, right? I've been there, done that. This was actually the county tournament bracket that I had for the boys last week. I got one on my phone, and I'll look it up here in a second as Charlotte goes down swinging on strikes, and that's out number one here in the third inning for the Lady Wolves. And now we'll go to Addie Stanley. Addie up there looking to bunt, squaring bunt. That ball rolls up there. They're going to try to go to third. And now she's going to get to come home as the ball goes into left field. And Isabella Teal scores, running for Lakin Jones. And the Lady Wolves now lead 5-2.
So that run we gave up in the top half of the inning, we just got back. So.
Yep, still only one out here. In the bottom of the third. And this game, if you ask me, I know it's low scoring, but it's going by kind of slowly. Already 3:46 in the afternoon, so this game started right around 3 o'clock, so it's about a little more than halfway done. I will check. There's a pop fly into foul territory. Should stay in play. That's a good play over there at first base. That'll be out number two here in the third inning. Fayetteville with a 5-2 lead. And looking at this tournament bracket, looks like the Fayetteville Wolves, if they hang on and win this game, they will play tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And this is Emma Pate up there. She scored one of the runs for the Wolves earlier in the game. She takes strike one. Rips one back into the screen, and it's 0-2 real quickly.
Yeah, it's turned out to be a pretty nice day out here. As I see your Childersburg Tigers across the way over there getting their practice on.
Yeah, they've still got another game to wait as Sylacauga will be up next against the Talladega Tigers, and then Childersburg and B.B. Comer somewhere around 6 o'clock, and that'll probably do it for me for my coverage today. That one's low and away. I think it's 2-2 now on Emma Pate.
Yeah, I see Coach Donahue and the boys over there as Pate hits that one.
High fly ball to right field, and it's dropped. Trying to go to second and making it there is going to be Pate. So the Wolves with two outs will get another runner on at second. And that'll bring up in the order Lucy Epperson now. I was looking at the bracket for tomorrow, and it looks like she fouls that one away at the plate. And it looks like Jacob, that the winner, if Fayetteville holds on and wins this game, they play at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And if they were to somehow win that game, they'd play again at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, she didn't hold on to that.
And Winterberg just couldn't hold on to it in the infield on a pop fly by Epperson there. So now we'll go to Who's this? Henley?
Henley,
yeah,
McGinnis.
Henley McGinnis will be up there.
And what's important is that's two back-to-back two-out plays where they just couldn't hold on to the ball.
Yeah. As Bolton has done a great job on the circle today, but she's just not getting a lot of defensive help right now. That is a strike to Henley, 0-1. Another strike, 0-2. Or did he call the first one a ball? I think he did. One ball, one strike.
I thought it was 0-2.
I did too.
That one should be 1-2.
That one's outside. It
there
is
it
one
is,
ball.
One, two strikes.
Yep. And I kind of like the way that Bolton pitches too. She didn't waste any time. It's a good off-speed pitch, and she gets Henley swinging, so that'll do it for Fayetteville. But they pick up one run. They get the run back that they give up, as Jacob said, in the top of the inning. We'll go to the top of the fourth. They lead Winterboro 5-2 here in the loser's bracket of the county tournament. We'll step aside and take a break. You're listening to the 2025 County Championship.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
We'll go to work in the top of the fourth inning, as Fayetteville holds a 5-2 lead on the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you here in the Talladega County Softball Tournament. Right now, the winning teams have been B.B. Comer, Childersburg, Lincoln, and Mumford. Oh, my goodness. And that's a hard-hit ball by Hale there. And that went off. Did it go off the hand?
It went off of her right thumb. You see, she's kind of favoring it a little bit.
Over at third base, that was a sharp hit ball. I don't know that she could have done anything with that Epperson. So, Hale's on at first with nobody out, and that'll bring up Massengill. And she's up there with nobody out and a runner on at first. There's a strike call. 0-1, or at least.
He called that a ball. Tight strike zone today, David.
Yeah. Very tight. Almost like boss people that don't want to pay you. That one's inside and high, 2-0. Not saying that about my boss, because I do want to get paid. Lauren Cook still in the circle for the Wolves. Fourth inning. That one's high, too, 3-0 now. You don't want to start walking people and get them into some kind of rally. You only got a three-run lead here. And remember, there are time limits on these games, and we are somewhere close to getting to an hour, so or right at an hour, so you only got about 20 minutes left, maybe 25 at the most. That's a strike from Lauren Cook, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch from Lauren inside, and she walked her. So runners at first and second with nobody out. That'll go to the seventh lady in the order, Emma Smith. Emma trying to give her coach a little pickup here. And she steps out and takes her time. She wants to bunt. It's popped up, caught by the catcher. Can they go? She could not go, and it's probably a good thing she didn't throw it anywhere, okay, Jacob, because
nobody was home.
Right. Everybody was on the move because of the bunt, and that's what it's there for. But that was a good play by Lakin Jones behind the plate.
And a great job by Lauren Cook to realize that that was Lakin's ball and backed off of it just a little bit.
So Lakin come out from behind the plate to make that fly ball catch about 10 feet out in front of home plate. Couldn't double anybody up. There is one out now for Winterboro. Ball one to Kanaya Duncan. It'll be Duncan and then Chastity Stanley if it gets to her, barring a double play here. And the Wolves would love to get out of it with a double play. And there's a ground ball, and it goes off the glove of the second baseman. One run will score. The runners now will be at first and third. Still only one out, and it's 5-3 now. And you got to give Duncan a lot of credit there, Jacob. She put it in play.
Yeah, that was a great hit.
Chastity Stanley now will come into the batter's box, and then you'll go back to the top of the order in Bolton, and you're really playing with a little fire here. And there goes a runner from first down to second. No throw, so runners at first and second, and that first pitch was called a strike.
Yeah, you weren't going to see a throw down there, not with a runner on third.
Still only one out. Potential tying runs out there on the base pads. Swing and a miss. 0-2 now to Stanley. As I said, Bolton waits to hit next, and she's dangerous. These two teams battling to stay in this tournament. And a swing and a miss by Stanley, and that's out number two. That's a big strikeout right there.
Yes. Now that gives you two outs, and you really want to try to get Duncan, who is their best hitter. You know, you got two runners in scoring position. They can tie this thing up with one swing of the bat.
I'll be honest with you, I'd be interested to see if Coach Shearer would put Bolton on here, but Lauren gets her to swing and miss at first pitch. I don't know what first base open if you put her on or not. She's the best hitter on their team, I think. But he elects to let his pitcher go after her. 0-1. Two are out. And she drills one right over her coach's head in the third base box foul. And she's in the hole at 0-2. So now you take your chances, I think, Jacob. Just don't throw her anything over the heart of the plate. Everybody ready at their position. And that one, good. Good waste pitch there. She threw one in the dirt to try to get her swing at something, and Bolton was good enough to lay off of it. 1-2. Two outs. Tying runs at third and at second. In a 5-3 Fayetteville lead. That one was hammered a long way down that left field line, but out of play, foul. And I'm telling you, I would stay away from anything on the inner half of the plate to this girl because she can get around on it. I don't know what grade this young Bolton girl's in, but she's a good-looking softball player. The 0-2, or excuse me, 1-2. She threw that Aoife's pitch, popped it up. Taylor Hammonds will put it away at shortstop for out number three. So the Wolves get a little scared. They give one back in the top of the fourth, and they still lead it by two, 5-3. over the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs. And, of course, Fayetteville will be coming to bat, and you'll hear that right after this. You're listening to the county tournament on Kix 100.3.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, top of the order up there for Fayetteville. That's Lauren Cook taking high. Ball one is Bolton, still in the circle for the Lady Bulldogs. Did you get through?
No.
Jacobs tried to go to the restroom now for three innings. And here's ball two to Lauren Cook. You'll have Lauren Cook and then
Bella Everson.
And that's a good swing, and she fouls it back into the screen. You remember Lauren got that triple back earlier that helped us into a four-run inning.
I had a couple more base runners when she hit it, too.
Yep. She drives one deep out into the hole in left center field. That one hops the fence. Lauren's around first, and she'll cruise in with a stand-up double. She smacked that one, buddy, and it didn't like much getting out of here.
Yeah, you know, I would say it was the deepest part of the field, but this is equally as deep all the way around. But, man, what a shot by Lauren Cook right there.
Yeah. So that's going to bring up Bella Epperson. And Fayetteville would probably do themselves some favor here to kind of, I would say, slow down a little bit. I mean, you know, teams do that when there's a time limit. And there's a good bunt by Epperson. They're not going to have any play. Going to third is Lauren Cook, Epperson at first, and now you'll get to the heart of this Wolves order with Taylor Hammonds up there. And I'm wondering if Coach Shearer will try and let Taylor Hammonds take a pitch here to see if Epperson can go down to second. Runners at the corner, no outs. In a 5-3 Fayetteville lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. She does not. And Taylor hits it down to first, where the out is made, and coming home is Lauren Cook. And that'll make it 6-3. So they get to run, and now a runner down at second. And that's as good, Jacob, that's as good as a sacrifice.
Yeah.
I mean, so Taylor did her job, and now you got Lakin up there. Lakin Jones takes high, ball one.
And you have Charlotte Kelly on deck looking for her first hit of the game.
There's a nice line drive base hit by Lakin. It goes to left field. Runner trying to come home. She'll get there. Lakin will go to second, and they're running them around right now, and it's 7-3 Fayetteville. Nice job by the Wolves kind of running the base pads there, Jacob.
Yeah, and Bella Till will check in for Lakin Jones. You know, pinch run for the catcher and Charlotte Kelly. Hey, this will be a good time for Charlotte and Bella to swap places.
Yeah, it would. Charlotte at the plate now with nobody out. There is one out as Taylor Hammonds grounded out to first on the sacrifice. And it's 1-0 now to Charlotte. She hits a little blooper to third, and it's put away over there nicely by the third baseman. So that's out number two here. Fable now heads 7-3. We'll go to the sixth person in the order, and that's Addie Stanley. She gets her orders from Coach Shearer. And with two outs now, she takes ball one. Runner at second with two outs, 7-3, Fayetteville. In the bottom of the fourth inning. That one's high, 2-0. Tell you what, Bolton has done what I think has been a good job most of the day in the game one and game two. She's a good softball player. That one bounces up there, trying to go to third, and they're going to have a shot, but she's there. She slid in up under the tag, and is that that's a speed up runner?
That's Bella Teal.
Bella Teal at third now. Two outs. It's another big run. And a 3-0 count on Stanley. She grounds one down to second. It's bobbled there, and she's going to be safe. And the Wolves tack on another run, and it's now 8-3. And that'll bring up Emma Pate to the plate. Two outs. And Pate will be at the plate. 8-3 now, Fayetteville in the lead. Right back up the middle. Boy, that's a great stop by the second baseman, and it kept it on the infield. I don't know if Stanley could have made it to third or not, Jacob, but that's still a nice play out there by the second baseman for Winterboro.
Yeah, and you had the center fielder coming up to back her up, so if it would have got between them, you know, it could have been more damage.
So now, is this Lucy? I believe this is Lucy Epperson up there. Then we'll go to Henley McGinnis. And then back to the top of the order. But there are two outs in the inning, and that's, well, thought that might be strike one, but it is ball one. He called it on the inside part of the plate, two inside, rather. 8-3. Fayetteville with the lead. They've scored three here in the bottom of the fourth. That's a strike, 1-1. As we are at 4:07 in the afternoon. That one outside, 2-1. And if Lucy Epperson reaches, I'm going to take 10 seconds and get a station ID. Hadn't had one in a while. It's a little after 4 o'clock. She bunts, and it's a good one, but that's a good play by Bolton. So out number three as she is thrown out at first base, and that'll get us to the fifth inning. Fayetteville with an 8-3 lead. They lead it over the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs in a cancellation game. Whoever loses, they're canceled out of this tournament. We'll be back for the fifth inning right after this.
Are you sidelined by pain, injury, or surgery? Donahue Physical Therapy is your ticket to getting back in the game faster. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our expert therapists know how to speed up your recovery and improve your performance. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped countless athletes and everyday folks like you regain their strength, flexibility, and mobility. Don't let pain hold you back. Donahue Physical Therapy, your path to a quicker recovery. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Worried about pests invading your space? Protect your home or business with the experts at Alabama Termite and Pest Control. For over 4 years, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley. From rodents to termites, bugs to wasps to hornets, we've got you covered. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services customized to fit your needs. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Let's step aside. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
And you will hear the Childersburg Tigers as they take on the BB Comer Tigers somewhere around 6 o'clock. Coming up next on the Aggie Sports Network right here on Kix will be the Sylacauga Lady Aggies taking on Talladega to stay alive in this tournament. They're both in the loser's bracket. Childersburg and BB Comer on the winner's side. And Winterburg's got a little work to do, Jacob, as I think this would probably be their last at-bat.
Yeah, and all that thanks to a three-run fourth inning for the Wolves. And you know, like you said, Winterburg needs to get the bats going. It looked like early they were with that inside the park home run. Just since then, you know, yes, they've scored a run apiece in the third and the fourth, but they still got to get some kind of rally going.
You want me to tell you something? That inside the park home run was from the lady that's standing in the box right now, and that's Zakira Buchanan. And she swings and misses at strike two. 0-2 now. The 0-2 pitch from Lauren Cook. Oh, looked good, but a little outside. 1-2. I think the Wolves, if they get three outs here, will move on and play again tomorrow morning. Swing and a miss, and that's out number one here in the top of the fifth inning. And we'll go to Jelaya Chapman coming to the plate now. I will remind you, I will not be here in the morning for play tomorrow morning as prior commitments with other stations and a remote we're doing in Sylacauga tomorrow. And then, of course, on this station, you'll have Auburn basketball starting at 11:30 tomorrow. Airtime. Tip off at 12 o'clock as Auburn takes on. They'll take on Ole Miss as that hit gets right over the first baseman's head. That's just placed in a spot that ain't nothing you can do about it. And Chapman will be aboard. That'll bring up Kaylin Williams. And she'll get up there with a runner on first and one out here. And what I think is probably going to be Winterboro's last at bat.
Yeah, double play here. Well, probably in the game.
And that one's going to be popped up out to second base, and Epperson puts that away for out number two. So I think Winterboro's probably down to their last out here. And this is a tough one because this girl has hit the ball hard twice today. That's Kobe Hale. She almost knocked Lauren Cook clean off of her feet a couple of innings ago. So here's the first pitch to Hale with two outs, and she hammers one high out to left field. Camping under it and putting it away for out number three is Fayetteville. Now, I don't know. They're not saying it's the game, but it should be fairly close.
Ball game.
And I think that is going to be the ball game. So Fayetteville wins it by a score of 8-3. We're going to send it back for a little bit of hit kicking country here before we get to Sylacauga and Talladega. We'll do that right now. We'll be back in just a few moments with Sylacauga and Talladega.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Furniture Masters, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.